Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Caroline was telling us a couple of minutes ago, there's just something about him that she's just not comfortable with. And she kind of lives in a rural area, in a house in the woods. It's like everything a horror movie is supposed to be, right? Her house is amongst a whole bunch of trees by itself down a long driveway. And every now and then she sees this dude and he just kind of gives her the creeps. So rather than go and hire a private investigator herself, we have made the offer to any of you guys. If you want us to do the background check, we got a guy. We got a guy that'll do it for you. And we'll give you the results on The Burt Show. All right, Caroline, are you ready to find out what we found out about this neighbor of yours?
I think so, yes.
All right, so worst case scenario is he killed somebody.
Okay. What?
Is that he killed somebody
you
in his
past. You said that? Caroline's words.
Came from you.
Right?
Yes, I know, but I thought you were telling me that actually happened.
No.
And I was like, oh, God, I have to move right now.
Yeah, no. That hasn't happened until he hears this call.
Oh, my God.
He does know where you live.
All right, Tommy, you want to take it from here? Caroline, Tommy is our show director, and he is the one that is in touch with the private investigator who did all the background check.
And I have the PI's report hot off the press. First up, criminal records. There were no criminal records found in the subject's name, which means he's innocent or he hasn't been caught yet.
He's just moved from a different city for sure. They just haven't caught up to him.
Man, it's good.
Employment history. The subject is identified as an artist.
Axe murdering artist.
He likes to paint with his victim's blood.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Limited employment information was available due to a potentially self-employed or freelance nature work.
I bet.
Being an artist.
Grifter murderer.
Financial records. He's had no bankruptcies or significant financial issues found, so he is a fiscally responsible criminal. Marriage records indicate that he did get married in 2001. No divorce records were found. Further research reveals that the subject's wife passed away in 2014. Her body was never found.
Stop it, Tommy. That was not in the report. Maybe he's just a lonely widower. And that's why he has to take long walks.
Yeah.
Because the home, like being home, reminds him of his dearly departed wife.
Mm. Of course, he would be super lonely after he killed his wife.
Okay. All right.
All right. You think being lonely, he might turn to social media. We checked out his social media presence, and the subject maintains a Facebook page as the only ID'd social media presence. No personal pictures or posts about his life were found. The Facebook page primarily consists of meme posts with minimal personal information shared.
Okay.
Property ownership. He is the legal owner of the property at the address you gave us. No outstanding liens or property disputes detected. And legal records, no civil lawsuits or legal actions were involving this subject.
So thus far, he's squeaky clean.
Mm-hmm. So
this is my suggestion, Caroline.
Yeah.
Because nothing popped up. Just a man who lost his wife in 2014. Have you gone over to your house to introduce yourself and try to, like, befriend him?
His house?
Yes.
Not yet, no.
He's probably on the other line wanting us to do a background check on you.
I was about to say, he probably
he's squeaky clean. What's in your background?
Uh-huh.
We want your social security number before we get off the phone.
I think he's just a lonely old man.
I have an idea. You should get like a bunch of meat that you need frozen and tell him you haven't gotten a freezer yet and ask if he has a freezer that he can put it in. And if he does have
so
a freezer.
Can see how big the freezer is?
Yeah, well, if he says he doesn't have room, then I would be worried.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Yeah, he sounds squeaky clean. Conclusion that Tommy provided for us, based on the research conducted, no significant red flags or concerning information, this is right from the PI, were uncovered regarding the subject. He's known to be an artist, has a stable financial standing, the subject's social media presence. Yeah, everything Tommy said. So, dude's squeaky clean. So your gut's wrong on this one, unless he just hasn't been caught.
Okay.
Maybe, Caroline, do a little research about, because I'm sure there's an obituary for his wife. And just go over and introduce yourself.
All right. And also up my meds, I guess.
Hey, you're safe, okay? Your spidey sense is off on this one.
Serial killers. Artists.
Or he just hasn't got caught yet.
Yep. Possibility. We don't know.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.